It's the night before Thanksgiving, and I just had a grilled cheese sandwich. And I have actually consciously eaten very little today. Because early tomorrow morning I'll be heading up to my parents' house. And I expect to spend the next 2 or 3 days in a tryptophan-fueled coma. Because from the sound of things, Mom is outdoing herself more than a little bit. But I've been messing around a lot on the iPad today, and I've discovered all kinds of just fascinating things. Today was almost a little bit of an experiment to just see what was possible as far as content creation on the iPad. And the only thing I can really say for sure is that while it's pretty amazing what you can do now, I think that you can see the seeds of where content creation on tablet devices is going to be going, and it's amazing. Today, I figured out how to record a video using the iPhone and then transfer that to the iPad. Obviously, a video on the iPhone is pretty easy, but it wasn't quite as straightforward as I thought it was going to be to get the video that I had shot from the iPhone to the iPad. And what I finally discovered, it took a long time, but I found that there's an app called Mover Plus, and works beautifully. As a matter of fact, it even looks cool. It's sometimes you get some apps that look really, really cool but aren't terribly functional, and then you have the reverse of that. You know, obviously they don't look like much but are priceless. And this one was pretty extraordinary. What it was is it just gives you a plain surface. And if you've seen the sorts of videos that they were using to promote things like Microsoft's Table, you know, the Surface computer, where you would transfer things by quote-unquote physically shoving them, you know, to a device, take photos from the camera by just brushing them onto the surface of the table, that sort of thing. It sort of works like that. It's just a matter of just flicking the files that I wanted to transfer, the videos that I wanted to transfer, in the direction of the iPad, and it picked them right up. And then I brought them into an app on the iPad called Reel Director for some editing, and I strung together a simple little video. Playing around with audio today, I found a great little bit of software, which name escapes me at the moment, but full editing, audio editing capabilities, pretty neat. In Reel Director, putting together the video, I was able to lay down a track that was taken directly from my iPod library on the iPad. It was kind of amazing, really. And then after all of that, put the video together, and uploading it was actually the thing that was the most challenging bit, to get the video from the iPad up to YouTube. Not really a challenge, but it took a long time for it to upload. But I was really pleased with the compression when it uploaded. So, yeah, I learned a lot today. It was a lot of fun. There were things that I sort of intended to do, some errands and so forth, before I go to my parents tomorrow. And I didn't really do any of them, but still, they weren't terribly important, so I think it was pretty much a day well spent.